I'm an avid hiker and happen to live near a national park that I think it's best for not to name. Me and my friends go hiking there often, or I guess did. If you have ever been to a national park, you might have noticed certain areas were restricted for one reason or another. This one was no different, and the reason we were given was that the terrain was too dangerous. To me and my friends, this only made it sound more fun. When you spend as much time in a park as I, you begin to catch on to the ranger's routines. Soon you are able to avoid them with ease. And so, we made our way to the restricted area. We were soon met with disappointment as the terrain was quite flat and boring. It would have been safer there than other parts of the park. My friends and I started speculating why they might want to keep people out of here. And then, we started to get shot out. We started running. I made the mistake of looking back. I didn't see the shooter, and I didn't see the hole in front of me either. After falling a good 10 feet, I began examining my legs to see if I had broken them. My eye caught something. Beneath some rocks was an old and deteriorating satchel. Contained within it was some shotgun shells and what appeared to be a journal. Soon, my friends came back and helped me out of the hole. We all escaped without taking any bullets. One of my friends proposed the idea that they were simply trying to scare us away and may have only used blanks. But that didn't make any sense. What could they be trying to hide, and why would they keep it in such a public area? Now, I think I know the answer. Once home, I began looking through the journal and found that many of the pages, although frail, were still intact. The name, Ellie Johnson, is written on the front. The remaining pages reads as follows: October 6, 1915. The trees are all beautiful this time of year. It's a shame the leaves don't last long. I'd rather they look this way all year. I use some of the leaves to make beds for the sheep. I thought they could use them as it's getting colder. Dad says it would be colder this year because our new land is higher up than the old. At first, that didn't make much sense to me, but now I can feel he's right. October 8th, 1915. I've noticed my chores get done a fair bit faster now that there ain't much more than the cow and some sheep to feed. But this has left me with nothing much to do. My friends are all miles away now, and there ain't anybody out here but us. I try to help Mom when I can, especially since she's carrying my little sister or brother, but most of the time she insists on doing things herself. I never thought I'd want more chores. October 9th, 1915. Nothing much happened today, other than a sheep escaped for about half a minute before Dad caught her. Ain't really sure why I opened this book. October 12th, 1915. Dad's bringing a friend of his up here to go hunting. His name's Stan. Can't say I know him too well, only met him once at a church. Now I asked Dad if I could come with them. He said someone had to stay back and help Mom. He was right, I suppose, but that'll make me happy about it. October 13th, 1915. I woke up this morning and found it snowed in the night. It's got to be at least 3 inches. I went to see what Dad might have brought home, but he hasn't gotten back yet. Mom's real worried, and so am I. Dad's usually gone a few hours, never all night. He's never gone hunting in those woods before, neither. I told Mom I should go out and see if I could find them. She didn't care much for the idea at all. Says they'll get lost too. Says we should just wait. So, I suppose that's what we're gonna do. October 14th, 1915. Dad's still gone. I told Mom that someone was going to have to go looking for them, and since she's pregnant, it would have to be me. She began to cry, saying she's not gonna lose her entire family. Then she said if he wasn't back tomorrow, she'd send me into town to get help. I didn't want her any more upset than she already is, so I agreed. But I know he ain't gonna be back tomorrow. And if he's hurt, he's gonna need help real quick. So when Mom went to bed, I grabbed a shotgun by the door and some shells. I took the lantern too. If I can find Dad and Stan, I'll help them back home and Mom will be happy. And if I don't, I'll come home and she'll never know. October 16th, 1915. I think I'm lost. I found the footprints leading into the forest, thinking I'll find them in no time. But that damned snow kept falling and the footprints began to fade, till I can't see them anymore. At least not with my little lantern, but I wasn't gonna let this stop me. I kept walking where I figured they must have gone. This foolish idea went as well as one might expect. That lantern ain't worth dirt. I didn't know I was on a hill till I was rolling down it. I hit my head against a rock on the way down. Everything went black. I woke up the next morning half buried in snow, but by the good grace of Lord, I didn't break any bones. I climbed back up the hill to find that the snow had already erased my tracks, just the same as the others. I thought if I just kept walking straight, I'd end up back home, but after an hour, I was still in the woods. I kept on wandering in every direction without finding nothing but more trees and snow, like the damn thing goes on forever. Didn't see a single animal either, not one squirrel, nor bird. Like these woods are dead. I did find a small cave. I reckoned it'd be better than sleeping under a tree, but I didn't get any sleep. Something strange started howling soon as my eyes closed. It didn't sound like any wolf I had known of. I ain't really sure how to describe it, but it was close by. Much, much closer than I would have liked. I thought I might have been trying to sleep in its home, so I kept the gun ready. I didn't stop until the sun began to peek through the trees. Only then I could rest. I woke about midday. I wonder if Mom is alright. Probably not too happy. I hope she don't come looking for me like a fool, like me. I hope she goes and get help. October 17th, 1915. I think it's the next day, but I ain't sure. I ain't sure of anything. I begin another day of hopelessly trying to escape the woods. I don't think they ever end. I think home might be 1,000 miles away, if even that close. I came across some footprints. They were bigger than a bear and had some inch-long claws. Next to them seemed to be the marks of something being dragged along. I followed them. I know it wasn't smart, but it was something. Something in a forest of nothing. As I followed, I'd find blood around the tracks every now and again. I kept walking until I came across a cave. This one was much larger than the one I used for shelter. There was something inside. It was a giant beast hunched over eating something. There was blood all around the mouth of the cave. I saw the bones of the creature's back poking through its gray skin. I stood frozen and started to cry. I wasn't sure why at the time, but now I believe it was because I knew who it was eating. Before I could make too much noise, a hand went over my mouth, and I was dragged behind a nearby rock. It was Stan. He gestured for me to be quiet and asked for the shotgun. I gave it to him. I asked him what happened to his gun. He told me he dropped it while running away from that beast. Then I asked where Dad was. He didn't answer. I tried keeping my tears quiet, but I failed. In the blink of an eye, that antlered monster had its jaws in my leg. I screamed in pain before Stan shot it in the face. He released me and turned towards him. He shot it in the chest. This didn't seem to do much other than making it mad. The gun was now empty, but the monster was still enraged. Stan ran off into the never-ending forest with the abomination gaining behind him, leaving me alone. It was going to catch him and kill him and drag him back here, and then it was going to do the same to me. I got up and began limping away. I kept my eyes closed until I was past the cave. I didn't want to see what was inside. I didn't get far before falling through the earth. Now I'm stuck in a hole. I don't think it's a work of nature. It's too much deep for that. It seems instead to be a trap dug by a demon. I'm not sure how long it would be before it finds me. One of my legs are broken and the other has badly been wounded by that beast. I can't get out. The skin around the bite wound is beginning to turn gray, and I feel sick as a dog. Mom, if you find this, I love you. And also, run. Hope you guys enjoyed today's story. Thank you for listening. Now, thanks to the Redditor, u/devilsspawn for granting me permission to narrate your amazing story. Thank you. Now, once more, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys in the next story. So, don't forget to sit back, relax, and indulge in fear.